It's 5:15 and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Julie Tu. In the weather, it's a cool and windy 8 degrees this afternoon with cloudy skies outside our East Toronto studios. Now, here are today's top stories. An Amber Alert was called off this morning after the 10-year-old boy was found. The Ontario Provincial Police issued the call late last night after the child failed to return to his Sudbury home. According to the Toronto Sun, authorities found the father driving on Highway 9 in Newmarket at 3:30 this morning. The child returned safely to his mother at 6:30 and was uninjured. The suspect was recently diagnosed with depression. He is facing charges of criminal harassment, mischief, and dangerous driving. Attention all parents, buying your child a game console could result in a big F for physical activity. According to the CBC, Canada was given yet another fail grade by Active Healthy Kids Canada for the fourth year in a row. The report says that only 12% of Canadian children are getting the 90 minutes of required exercise per day. The report card blames the bad results on time spent with video games, computers, and television. Children are racking up 6 hours of screen time on weekdays and more than 7 hours on weekends, the report says. So next time a birthday rolls around, go for a bicycle or basketball and steer clear from the latest crave in video games. Idling a car for more than a minute may burn a $125 hole in your pocket. The Board of Health is trying to change the 3-minute legal idle time to a maximum of 60 seconds. In hopes of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and lessen pollution, they want more tickets issued to ticket car owners. According to the Toronto Star, the Board of Health wants stricter repercussions when breaking this bylaw, including a $125 fine. That's all for today's top stories, turning over to the latest in sports. In hockey, the Montreal Canadiens fought their way to Game 7 with the Washington Capitals. The Habs had a 4-1 win over the Caps, pushing the Eastern Conference quarterfinal back to our neighbor's capital for the Wednesday night's winner-take-all fight. The star of the night, Montreal Canadiens goalie Yaroslav Halak, made 53 saves and brought a standing ovation from the Montreal crowd. In baseball, the Boston Red Sox outswung the Blue Jays in a 13-12 win last night. Blue Jays player Jose Bautista knocked out 4 runs with a homer. The Jays ended up with 16 hits to the Red Sox's 18 at the Rogers Centre. The AFSA Provincial Boys High School Basketball Championship Tournament ended with a bang and a Toronto team coming out on top. Of the 18 teams invited to the tournament, 5 of them were Toronto. That list included gold medalists Oakwood Collegiate Institute and bronze medalist Mother Teresa Catholic Secondary High School. Mother Teresa assistant coach Bob Clement credits his team's success and bronze medal victory to the heated competition that comes from the congestion of schools in the city.
A lot of the kids play ball in the community and stuff, and I think it breeds a sort of a toughness, a tough mentality. You know, they're very competitive, and I think it gives us an edge in a lot of games that we play.
With Oakwood and Mother Teresa finishing in first and third respectively, Toronto holds on to bragging rights for boys high school basketball. And now, the latest in entertainment. Fans are waiting in anticipation as the final season of The Hills reality show airs tonight. The season promises a suspenseful ending that will keep viewers on edge, or so MTV hopes. Will it finally be the end of Spidey's marriage? And does Kristen really have a drug problem? The tweeting frenzy has already begun with speculation over Heidi Montag's new body put into action. The self-made star had 10 plastic surgeries in one day. Montag told Access Hollywood that enhancing her breast cup size from A to double D may not be enough. "I want H for Heidi," she says. See Heidi and the rest of the cast for the last time this season as the premiere airs on MTV tonight. That's all for our show to now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll have more news coming up shortly, but until then, I'm Julie Tu. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great evening.